decided this is obvious. I must never drink liquor.
当我查阅了所有的经文以后，我就说，哦，这个太明显了，我应该永远不喝任何的酒。
So when I went to my boss to get the job, I said, now, you should know, I don't drink liquor, and I won't be drinking liquor when I get to Europe.
所以我就去跟我的老板说，我不会喝酒的，而当我去欧洲做生意的时候，我也不会饮任何酒。
And my boss said, oh, don't worry about that, that's not important.
然后我老板就说，哎，别担心那个，那个不重要了。
So I went over to Europe.
然后我就去到欧洲。
And everywhere I went, people were offering me liquor.
我去的每一个地方，有人都请我喝酒。
My business was really marketing. I was trying to establish contacts. I would often be offered liquor for lunch. And liquor for dinner, and liquor after dinner, and very frequently liquor for breakfast.
Okay, 我的工作是做市场推广，要在当地建立起人脉，推销广末。然后我跟人见面的时候，就到处都有人请我喝酒，午餐也请，晚餐也请，晚上完了晚上还请，甚至有的时候在早餐都有人请我喝酒。
Okay, but that was kind of hard, and people used to say to me, why don't you like, they would offer me the finest liquor, really good stuff. And I would say, no, thank you. They would say, why? What do you think I said?
在那里人们通常会请我喝最好的酒，然后我就说不，我不能喝酒。然后他们就会说，为什么呢？
I said, well, I'm a Christian, and I start telling them about the Bible.
然后我就跟他说，我是个基督徒，然后我就开始告诉他们关于圣经的事。
Okay. Now, that was a big test for me.
那个对我是一个很大的试炼。
A few months later, I was invited to Japan.
我又被邀请去日本。
And Japan, the business in Japan, I don't know what it's like in China, Josh, business in Japan is parties, parties, parties.
Same.
我不知道在中国做生意是什么样，但是在日本的话，做生意呢，就是不停的聚会，聚会，聚会，聚会。
I got on a train in Tokyo at 11 o'clock at night in December of 1973, and the smell in the train was terrible. The whole train smelled like sake.
在1973年12月的一个晚上，大概11点钟的样子，我上了一辆在东京的那个列车，那整个车厢里的味道就糟糕极了，都是充满了酒味。Okay,
bad, bad. So, I told the people that I was with, I told them that I was a Christian and I didn't do bad things.
然后我就告诉我周围的那些人说，我是一个基督徒，我不会去做那些坏事。
But the Japanese didn't understand that.
但是那些日本人并不懂。
And so, one night, 10:30 at night,
有一个晚上大概10点半,
my Japanese hosts got a hold of me and they took me out for an after party.
然后, 我在那个日本居住的那家人的主人就抓住我，邀请我去一个聚会后的聚会。
And it was bad.
非常坏。
And so when I got there, I said to my hosts, I am a Christian. I won't stay here. You must take me home now.
然后我就对我住家的那个主人说，我是一个基督徒，我不能在这样的聚会里待，你必须现在带我回家。And
they were deeply offended.
他们就非常非常的被冒犯了。And
I realized that I had done what should never be done. You cannot offend your people. Lot said, don't tell them you're a Christian, just go along with them.
然后我就意识到我犯了一个不应该犯的错，我不要冒犯你身边的人， 那个罗德就是说，我要把自己藏起来，我不要冒犯我这身边的人。
And I said, no, I'm going home now.
然后，但是我说不，我就是要回家，我现在就要回家。
And so all my hosts, there were five of them, got together with me in the car, and they drove me back to my hotel.
所以我那个住家的那个主人呢，他们一共有五个人在一起，他们就和我一起上了一辆车，把我送回了，居地。
It was very quiet in the car.
在车里非常安静。
They didn't know what to say to me.
他们不知道应该对我说什么。
I didn't know what to say to them.
我也不知道该对他们说什么。
They wanted a party.
他们希望一个大的聚会。
And I had poured a bucket of cold water on their head.
我往他们的头上浇了一桶凉水。
Okay, it was bad.
非常惨。
When I got back to my hotel,
当我回到我的旅馆的时候
I realized what I had done.
我意识到我所做的事了。
And so I determined that I was going to have to resign from the company.
所以我就决定我必须从现在这个公司辞职。
Because I had offended all those people. We were trying, a group of us were trying to do business with them. I had offended them, and I knew that it was not good for business.
因为呢，我们这一群人，我们有一帮子人都在这里工作，就希望跟日本的这一群人做生意。但是我这么深的冒犯了他们，那这件事对我们的生意肯定是不利的。那，所以我决定要辞职。
So I prayed, and then I said, my boss was traveling with me in Japan at the same time. I said, as soon as I can see my boss, I'm going to explain what happened, and I'm going to resign.
所以我就祷告了。当时我的老板和我一起在日本旅行，然后我就对自己说，只要我一见到我老板的面，我就要跟他解释一下我都做过了什么事，然后我就决定要辞职。
Well, the end of the story is that I couldn't get to my boss. He was always in meetings. For 3 days, I couldn't get to him to explain what happened.
可是这个故事的结局就是呢，连着三天我怎么也找不到我老板。他不停地在这个会议和那个会议中，三天内我就见不到他来解释。
And while I was still embarrassed, the next day, we got stuck in a traffic jam in Tokyo.
然后我还是感觉很尴尬很尴尬的时候呢，第二天我和他一起被塞车，在东京的一个大塞车里给堵在一个车里了。
We were in a bus.
我们在一个公共汽车上。
And there were 8 Americans, me and 7 other Americans, or 7 Americans.
一共有八个美国人，北美的人。
There were 8 Japanese there.
还有八位日本人。
There were 8 Germans there.
还有八位德国人。
We were a team that were trying to work together.
我们是一个大的团队，准备在一起工作的。
I had embarrassed our group.
我让我们整个这个团队都有点蒙羞了。
And my boss's boss wanted to know what kind of a person I was.
而我老板的老板想知道我到底是个什么样的人。
And finally I said to him, I'm a Christian.
然后呢，最后我就对他说，我是一个基督徒。
And then he asked why.
然后他又问为什么呢？
And I started to tell him what a Christian was.
然后我就开始告诉他们，作为一个基督徒是什么。
But he was on the back of the bus and I was at the front. And he said, speak louder, I can't hear you.
但是他坐在那个车的后排，而我是坐在车的前排。然后他就说，你大声点，我根本听不见你。
Okay, and for about a half an hour, I preached to everybody on the bus and told them all about the Lord Jesus.
所以差不多有半个小时时间，我就整个在这个 bus 里面就给大家在传讲福音。
Okay, so I never did resign.
所以我也没有辞职。
I figured he knew now if he wanted to fire me, he could fire me.
我想如果他现在已经知道了，如果他想解雇我的话，他就应该可以解雇我。
But because I said I'm not going to cover myself by compromising with sin, not going to be like Lot. God helped me to tell other people about Jesus.
因为我决定我不想像罗德这样向其他向罪恶妥协，然后包裹自己，而是直接说出来，说我是基督徒。所以神就帮助我，使用我，借用我这个机会向这些人传讲福音。
This was a big issue for Lot.
这个对于罗德来说是一个很大的问题。
It was a big issue for me.
对我来说也是一个很大的问题。
It's a big issue for each of you.
对我们中间的每一个人来说都是一个很大的问题。
Some people say, I don't think I'm going to become a Christian because I would be very embarrassed.
有些人说我不认为我会成为一个基督徒，因为那样的话我会感觉很难受，很难堪的。
Other people say, I won't become a Christian because my family won't like it.
有另外一些人说我可不想成为基督徒，因为我的家人会不喜欢的。
Other people say, I'll be a Christian, I'm just not going to tell anybody.
还有一些人说，我大概去成为一个基督徒，但是我不想告诉任何人。
Jesus says, you become a Christian and tell everybody.
可耶稣说的是，你成为一个基督徒，而且要告诉你身边所有的人。
But it might not be good for business.
但是不一定对做生意有好处哦。
And it might not make your family happy.
也不一定能让你的家人开心哦。
And you may lose some friends.
你可能会丢一些朋友。
That was Lot. Lot had to decide.
那个就是罗德，罗德需要决定的。
Okay, now, what happened to Lot?
那现在对罗德身上发生了什么事呢？
And Josh and Linda heard this story the other night.
Josh 和 Linda 那天晚上听到了这个故事。
First thing,Lot says, I want more money.
首先罗德说我希望有更多的钱。
Then he said, I'll go close to bad people, but I won't. I'm not going to be bad like the bad people. I'm just going to get close to them.
然后他说我会去接近那些坏人，我不会像那些人一样，但是我只是靠近他们。
And then after that, why, he moved into Sodom, so he said, well, I probably for business and for my family, I think I just better get closer.
然后他就搬进了这个索多玛城，他可能会觉得，哎呀，为了我的生意以及我家人的缘故，我最好还是住进去吧。
He didn't decide to go all the way to Sodom to start with. He said, I'm just going to get close.
所以一开始他并没有说我就直接坐到住到索多玛里面去，但是他只是想问靠近他们一点。
Does a man or a woman ever decide that they want to become a drunk?
有没有任何一个男人或女人他自己下定决心说我要成为一个酒鬼呀？
No, they say I don't want to. I just want my little drink. That's all.
从来不会说我不会，我只是想喝那一点点酒。
And then maybe just a little more.
那再来一点吧。
Friend of mine told me that he used to pretend that he wasn't a drunk.
我的一个朋友告诉我说，他曾经假装成为一个酒鬼。
He said, "I knew I wasn't a drunk."
我知道我不是一个酒鬼。
He said, "Because I could go to the liquor store."
因为我可以去那个酒店呀。
And I could drive 2 blocks.Before I opened any of the liquor to drink it.
我可以开两个街区以后我才打开一瓶酒喝。
Okay, so he says, I know if I was a drunk, I couldn't go 2 blocks, I could maybe only go 1 block.
如果他说我如果真是一个酒鬼的话，我可能开不了两个街区，忍不了两个街区，我可能开一个街区我就忍不住要喝酒了。
So he never intended to become a drunk. He wouldn't even believe that he was a drunk when he was a drunk.
所以他其实从来没有下定决心说我想成为酒鬼，他甚至都没有那个假装说我想假装成为酒鬼，没有意识到他是个酒鬼，但然后他就成了一个酒鬼。
But liquor destroyed his life until he trusted the Lord Jesus as his Savior.
但是酒确实破坏了他的一生，直到他认识了耶稣基督，接受他成为救主。
A drug addict never decides he's going to become a drug addict.
He
just says, I'm going to try it once.
他只是说我就尝一次吧。
A businessman like Lot. doesn't say, I'm not going to compromise with evil.
像罗德这样的商人，他并没有说啊，我准备向与恶妥协。
He says, I'm just not going to tell him I'm a Christian today.
我只是今天不告诉他们我是一个基督徒而已。
Well, what happened after this was that some other kings, another nation came and conquered Sodom, took Lot away as a captive, and Lot went away, and then Abram delivered him, and Lot decided to go back to Sodom.
之后发生的故事呢，就有一些国王，然后其他另外的一些人过来，掳掠了这个索多玛城，然后把罗德也作为奴隶的一部分给抢走了。然后亚伯拉罕去救了他，救完了以后，这个罗德还决定回到索多玛城。
Sin is like that. A lot of people get delivered from sin, and then when they get delivered and they realize they're delivered, they say, "Okay, I'm going to go back and do it again."
罪就是像这样，很多人被罪得救了以后。他回还说哎呀我还再回去吧。
And then Lot went down from that again, and ultimately he lost his reputation, he lost his family, he lost all his money, he lost everything.
然后从那里开始就事情就逐渐变得更差，罗德丢失了他的声望，丢失了他的钱，丢失了他的家族，直到他丢了所有所有的一切。
So the story is, don't start doing bad things. Say no at the beginning, because sin will make a slave of those who sin.
所以这个故事就是说，从一开始我们就要说不，我们不能去犯罪，然后罪会把我们罪人当做那个罪的奴隶。
All right, John chapter 8.
约翰第八章，约翰福音八章。
In a moment here. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 34.
第三十四节，约翰福音八章三十四节。
Okay, so let's read that verse together, everyone. John 8, 34. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Okay, that's as far as we'll go there. But that's a very powerful verse.
What,
go ahead.
这句经文很有力。
What is a slave?
奴隶是什么呢?
A slave is someone who cannot do what he wants to do. He can only do what his boss says he must do.
奴隶就是他不能做他自己想做的事，他必须做他的老板告诉他要做的那个事的那个人。
If you sin or I sin, who becomes the boss?
如果我犯罪了或者你犯罪了，谁是那个老板呢？幕后老板。
Satan and sin. That's the amazing thing. You say, well, I'm only going to do this, I'm only going to do this. But Jesus said, if you do that, the sin becomes the boss. You're not boss anymore. Sin becomes your boss.
我们对自己说，我只不过是做了这一点嘛，我只不过做了一点点，那一点点事嘛。但是耶稣告诉我们说，当我们犯罪的时候，罪就成了我们的主人。
And that's the tragedy that happened to Lot. Lot said, well, I'm just going to cover my sin. No, I'm just going to cover my faith.
罗德说,
and then he compromised a little more and he did some sin.
然后他就犯了一点点罪,
and then sin ultimately became his boss.
然后最后,
but sin is always a destroyer, and so it left him with nothing.
但是罪永远他是一个破坏者, 所以他导致了罗德最后一无所有。
He went to Sodom, a rich man.
他是作为一个富人的身份, 去到那个索多玛的。
In the short run, he became a richer man.
在很短的一段时间内, 他变得更富。
And then he left with nothing, not even his family.
可是到最后, 他真的是一无所有, 连他的家庭都没有了。
That's the bad news.
这是一个坏消息。
Do you want some good news?
你不希望一些好消息吗?
Okay, let's see if we can find some good news. See what we've got here. Verse 34 again says,
第34节,
Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
耶稣回答说,我实实在在地告诉你们,所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
But verse 31 gives us another sign.
但是第31节给了我们另外一个信息。
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said this, If you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说,你们若常常遵守我的道,就真是我的门徒。
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们必晓得真理,真理必叫你们得以自由。
So you got two alternatives. One is a slave to sin, and the other is free in the truth of Jesus.
所以我们有两个选项,一个是成为罪的奴仆,另外一个是在耶稣的真理里得以自由。
So what would you rather be? Would you be, rather be a slave, or would you rather be free?
Free.
Yeah, I'd rather be free. Yeah. How do you get to be a slave? You just cover your sin. You cover your knowledge of Jesus, and you just do a little sin. You become a slave to the sin. How do you become free?
掩盖住了自己关于耶稣基督关于神的一切知识，就一点点罪，最后就成了罪的奴仆。而另外一个选项是自由，怎样才能自由呢？
Okay, you become free by learning the truth of God and doing it.
你们得以自由是通过什么来实现的呢？是通过学习神的真理，并且去做。
How do you learn the truth of God?
那你怎么来学习关于神的真理呢?
Bible.
Come to the Bible studies. That's right. You read your Bible at home. You study it. You say, I want to know what God wants. And you learn the truth. That's the first thing.
来参加我们的这个圣经学习小组，自己在家里学圣经，跟自己说，我希望知道关于神的真理。
And then you hold to that truth. You say, I believe that. Jesus is going to help me. I'm going to do that.
然后你就持守真理，说我相信这个真理，耶稣会帮助我。然后你就做下去。
So that's what happened to me when I went to Europe, when I went to Japan. I said, I believe this. Jesus will help me. I said no to sin, and Jesus helped me.
那个就是我在欧洲和日本的时候所做的。 我说我要持守真理，然后耶稣就帮助了我。So,
if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't hide it, okay?
所以如果你,
don't do that. You say, listen, I'm one of the Lord Jesus' servants. I believe in Jesus. I'm going to let people know that I believe in Jesus.
所以如果你信信了耶稣基督的话，你不要去遮盖，不要去躲藏，而是说出来，我是耶稣基督的门徒，告诉每一位。
Questions.
有问题吗
？Comments.
有评论吗
？I've gone a long time on that. What does the word lot mean? Covering.
所以罗德这个名字代表什么意思呢？遮盖物。嗯，another question. Josh asked another question just now. And then later on, Lot had two sons with his daughters.
Yes.
They became ancestors of
Moab. And Ammon, that's right.
And then later on, David is ordered to kill all the Moabs and the
是摩亚人和亚门要把他们杀掉的吧？
大卫是灭掉，大卫要把他们灭掉是吧？
是哪个是哪个经文里面？但是跟他们说要去把他们那个
灭掉。
哎、对，把他们那个。
OK，
以西结
书里面。This Moab and Ammon, they need to be killed off. So his question is Lot and his daughter saved?Lot and his two daughters saved.
Were they saved?
Were they saved?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, the problem is that sin brings consequences. That's what the board says, isn't it? Sin brings consequences.
问题是就如黑板上画的，罪会引发后果。
So people often say, I can do whatever I want.
人们通常会说我可以做任何我想做的事。
We are all free to choose our actions.
我们都有自由意志，可以决定自己想做的事。
But we never are free to choose the consequences of our actions.
但是我们从来不能自由选择因我们的行为而引发的后果。
So,I can eat bad food.
所以我可以吃一些坏的食物。
Or I can eat good food.
我可以吃一些好食物。
But if I eat bad food, I might get sick.
但是如果我吃那个坏食物的话，我可能就会生病。
I can choose what food to eat.
我可以去选择吃哪种食物。
But I can't choose the consequences of eating bad food.
但是我不能选择因吃坏食物而带来的那个后果。
And it's the same in everything in life. We can choose what we decide to do. We just cannot choose the consequences.
在生活的方方面面中也都是同样一个道理。我们可以选择去做什么，但是我们不能选择因我们的行为而带来的后果。
So, Lot was a good man.
所以呢，罗德本来是一个好人。
But he chose to cover his faith, to cover his belief in God.
但是他选择了将他对神的信任给掩藏起来，信心掩藏起来。
And because he covered his faith, God allowed other coverings to come into his life, which he did not intend.
而因为他遮掩了自己的信心，神就允许其他的一些遮掩的事情在他的生命中发生，是他一开始没有想到的。
And so he became the father of two nations, the Moabites and the Ammonites.
所以他成为了两个族群的一个祖先，一个是亚门人，一个是摩押人。
He never intended to.
他从来没想要那样呀。
As a matter of fact, he never even knew that he had become the father of the Moabites and the Ammonites until after the act was done.
事实上，他根本在事发之前，他一无所知，一点都不知道。直到后来才知道，哦，他成为这两个族的父亲。
Anybody can choose the actions, but consequences.
每个人都能选择你的行为，但是后面有后果。
And so, it's very clear in the life of Jacob.
所以在雅各的生命中很清楚。
Jacob lied to his father. one day.
雅各对他的父亲有一天撒谎。
And he said, I am Esau.
他说我是以扫。
He wasn't Esau, he was Jacob.
他不是以扫，他是雅各呀。
And so he lied to his own father.
他对他自己的亲生父亲撒谎。
And a few years later,
然后几年后,
he married a wife.
他结婚了。
And he didn't even know who she was.
他甚至都不知道他的老婆是谁。
And she said, I am Rachel.
然后那个他的妻子说我是拉杰。
And she wasn't Rachel at all.
她不是拉杰。
She was Leah.
她是莉亚。
Okay? I don't think he knew it until the next day.
我不认为那雅各直到第二天他才能发现。
Okay? He looks around, he says, who are you? She said, well, I'm your wife. He said, what? I thought I married Rachel. Oh no, he says, you married me. I'm Leah. Okay? He was so blind, he couldn't even recognize his own wife.
可是的那个他可能就第二天的话才会发生这个事他碰到别人的人说哎说你是谁呀结果他说我是你老婆呀你不对呀我娶的是那个拉杰呀。那他说不那我是你的妻子。他是如此的瞎眼他根本都认识不到他的妻子是谁。
Because you see, he took advantage of his father who was so blind, he couldn't recognize his own son.
因为你看他欺骗了他的父亲因为他的老父亲瞎眼到他已经认不出自己的儿子来了。
So, you don't start out with a covering.
所以
It's going to come back and haunt you.
所以你不要以这个遮盖开始他会回来找你的。
So, Lot was a good man. He had two daughters who were bad girls.
所以这个罗德是一个好人，但是他有两个女儿，这两个女儿比较坏。
They each had sons who were bad boys.
他们每个人又都有一个坏的儿子。
And their sins were so great.
他们的罪是如此之大。
That they did much against the children of Israel and were punished because they did bad things against the children of Israel and other people.
因为他们对那个以色列的那个后裔子民做了很多的坏事，以及其他的人做了一些坏事，他们后面受到惩罚。
In particular, on one occasion, as the children of Israel were going through the wilderness,
特别是在一个事件里，当这个埃及的子民，以色列的子民从埃及出来，在旷野中行进的时候
，the women of the Moabites.Said to the men of Israel, come on over to us and we will have a party.
那个摩押的女人对以色列的那些男人说过来吧我们一起欢乐来个聚会。
And these women I think were really good cooks.
我相信这些女人是一个非常好的厨师。
And they made lots of good food for the Jewish men.
他们做了很多好吃的。给这些犹太的男人。
But then they were bad women.
但是他们是坏女人。
And after that, they invited the men to do bad things.
然后那个后面他们就邀请这些男人做一些坏事。
And on that occasion, many of the Moabites were killed, as well as many of the Jewish people were killed who sinned with the Moabite women.
因此呢。在那个摩押里，你有很多的人就被杀了，而且还有那些与他们犯罪的那些以色列男人里，也有很多被杀的。
So Josh's question is, were the Moabites Christians?
所以你的问题是说摩押人是不是基督徒呢
？And the answer is, who is a Christian?
然后答案是说谁才是指基督徒？
If you wanted to become a Christian, what would you have to do?
如果你要想成为一个基督徒的话，你要做什么
？Believe.
You would have to believe.
你必须信。
Okay, I'm going to ask a very blunt question. Nicole, if you believe, does that mean Andy's a Christian? How can Andy become a Christian? Andy, what would you have to do to become a Christian?
Believe.
You'd have to believe too. Can your mommy believe for you?
No.
No. Can you believe for your mommy? No.Nobody can believe for anybody else. And so Lot's a Christian. But we never read that his daughters were Christians. We never read that the people who followed were Christians. One of their descendants was a Christian. Her name was Ruth.
Okay.
Ruth wasn't, that's right, Ruth.
那刚才就是说一个例子，比如说问尼克，尼克你姓神了，那代表了你的儿子姓神吗？那妈妈姓神并不代表他的儿子姓神，儿子必须自己也去姓神才能成为一个基督徒。所以在姓这件姓神这件事情上，谁也不能代表谁，都必须是自己单独去面对神。那这里罗德他是一个姓神的得救的基督徒，但是他的女儿并不姓，他只有一位后代后裔是姓神的，那是路德。
路德是那个摩亚人吗？
摩亚人，
路德他是摩亚人吗？
That's absolutely marvelous that you can do that. But anyway. Okay. Anything else?
有没有其他的问题？
对，就是刚才讲那个Will 哈，就讲那个 Cover， 就是在那个跟那个后书还有一个 Will， 就是那个 Will 是什么意思？就我一直没有读懂，这可能跟前面那个没有关系。这个 Will 是什么意思？
那
跟说后书三章。摩西将帕子带来，这个帕子，这个没有什么意思。
帕子，
那以色列人蒙在心上的帕子，他因为他
累去啊，三章第几？
三章，跟那后书三章。
有点多。
哦，
十三节，那个没有是什么意思？这个没有是什么意思？
三章。
哦 ，OK。So with regard of the will, and she mentioned that in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 13.
这个 will 是这个 part 是什么意思？他也讲了个 will 嘛，这个 will of the face。
So we are not like Moses who would put a veil over his face. So what does the veil here mean?
Again, it means covering. And you remember that when Moses was with God, he went onto the mountain and he was talking to God. He didn't realize that his face began to shine.
Yes.
Something like the moon. Okay. The moon, when the sun shines on the moon reflects the sun down to the earth. But the moon doesn't always know that it's shining. Okay?
So, 他的脸逐渐就放光了，就像那个月亮一样，月亮本身它不发光，但是太阳照在它身上，它反射，它就发光了。那个月亮并不知道自己会发光，摩西也就像这样，反射神的光。
So, after Moses had been with God, he put the veil on his face because everybody could see his face glowing, and I'm not sure, but anyway, he put a veil on.
所以当那个摩西与神谈完话以后，他下山来的时候，他就弄了个帕子遮住他的脸，因为他的脸当时是发光的，他就不想人家看到。
And I'm not sure the details, but I think after that, his face stopped shining.
我并不知道具体的细节，但是我想在那个在此之后，慢慢的他的那个脸就开始不再放光了。
And I think he may have put a veil on then so that people didn't know that he was ordinary anymore.
所以他再弄个帕子遮住他，这样的话别人就看不到，他又返回原样了。
Okay, so that's the veil there. I'm not sure the precise use of the word here. We'd have to go back and look at the detail. But that was the problem that he had. His face was shining so much because he had been with God.
因为他与神在一起的时间，所以他的脸就是如此的放光。然后他到后面他的脸逐渐不放光，又返回普通人的时候，他可能就弄个帕子遮住，让人家不知道他又返回普通人的样子了。所以我并不确切的知道在这里这个帕子是什么意思，我们还需要仔细研究这个细节。但是这就是刚才讲的这个问题。
So,
他帕子就来讲帕子，就是几十，就后面几句我不懂，后面的几句，特别十四、十五、十六章， 这个帕子，因为耶基督已经废去了，然后这个帕子其实这个帕子在这里到底是什么意思？
哦、oh, ，OK， and especially in verse 14 and 15 it says that the it has not has been removed in Jesus， right？
That doesn't mean that the will it means law.
Because only in Christ is it taken away. So does the will mean the Lord?
No. 我不知道这 will 是什么意思。
Oh, what does this will mean?
是不是阻挡在那个以色列人和神之间的一个？
Is it something that prevent blocked the Israelites from Christ from God?
他们本身不想要，神就不让他们看见。
不是这个意思。
All right. Well, this is harder than I would like. You got to let me think it through. You help me think it through.
这个比我预想的会要难一点。那我要好好的想一想，帮助我想一想。
Oh, yeah, because I read this. Yeah, this word, so I cannot understand what the will means.
All right. Let's go to verse. Let's start.
The will means is it still obey the law or just.
Let's take it one line at a time. Let's go to verse 12. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. Okay, so here's Moses. He's been...with God, and as he hasn't been with God for a while, he's beginning to become ordinary, so he puts the veil over his face so that people won't realize that he's becoming ordinary anymore. There's a veil there to somehow hide the fact that the glory was fading.
Okay.
That's what that verse 13 means.Verse, go ahead.
我们读这个第十二节，我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说，不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。然后这个摩西，因为他跟神在一起待了一段时间以后，他的脸就开始放光，然后但是他又离开神了，慢慢的他的那个光就开始消退，他又不想让其他的人知道他正在重返普通人的状态，他就弄个帕子挡住，不让人家知道。所以在这里可能怕的就是说他是想挡住那个逐渐消退的那个荣耀荣光。
Okay, so do you understand it all now?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just keep reading verse 14. Their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. They read the Bible, but they don't see the glory clearly. There's a veilIt hid the glory of Moses, and the veil is still there. When they read the Bible, they don't always see it clearly.
所以第十四节，但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，因为他们这些以色列人，他们读这个圣经，但是他那个这个神的荣耀被遮住了，他们就看不见。像那个摩西的荣耀一样被那个帕子挡住了，他们不能明白。
Okay, but it says verse 15, where are we, 14?
The latter
part of 14.
Yeah.
Only in Christ is the veil taken away.
是只有在、这个、只有在基督里这个帕子才被拿走，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
So, when Jesus Christ comes into the life, when he is explained, we can understand what the Old Testament was saying. But without Jesus, we can't understand that.
所以当耶稣来跟我们讲述这一切的时候，通过他我们就明白了这个旧约圣经到底在讲什么，而没有在那个
So, well, there's the picture is that when Jesus Christ comes, he takes the veil away, and we can see the glory that was on Moses' face, that should have been on Moses' face.
所以这个图画就像说，当耶稣来的时候，他拿掉了挡在这个摩西脸前的这个帕子，使我们能看到神的荣光。那个神的荣光一直都在。
Verse 16, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, and that person can see God's glory clearly.
所以第十六节，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。没有那个帕子，他们就可以很清楚地看到神的荣耀。
So what often happens is that people come to Bible studies like this and they listen and they get very confused.
通常会发生的一些事是说，人们来参加这样的查经小组，然后他们听，他们学，他就变得有点迷惑了。
So on Friday night, I was in a little Bible study like this.And when the Bible study was over, some of the people said, "Thank you very much."
当查经结束的时候，有一些人说非常谢感谢。
But there was a man down at the end.
可是坐在角落里有一个男人。
And he said, "Oh, it's so confusing."
说哎呀，这一切都这么困难。
I felt very bad.
我感觉很糟糕。
I thought I've come to try to explain things to him, and he's saying it's all confusing.
我以为我已经很清楚地讲解了一所有的一切，而他还觉得好糊涂，不明白，觉得很迷惑。
And then he said to me, "I don't know what to believe."
然后他对我说，我不知道应该信什么。
He said, "I don't know whether to believe the Bible."
他说，我不知道应不应该信圣经。
Or I should believe what people taught me when I was in China. Or I should believe. It was all confusing. What's going to happen to him when he believes? The veil's going to be taken away. Okay.And when that happens, he'll understand.
当那儿发生的时候，他就明白了。
One more little story. I heard this story 2 weeks ago.
再一个小故事，我两周前听到的。
And the man said that he was with me one night, and we were talking, and I said to him, "Now, would you like to become a Christian? Do you want to become a Christian right now?" We were sitting in my car.
我跟一个人说。你想成为基督徒吗？你要想成为基督徒，最好是现在。我和那个人一起坐在我的车里。
And he said, "Yes, I want to become a Christian right now."
他说我现在就想成为一名基督徒。
So we both prayed.
所以我们两个人都祷告了。
And then he told me, I never knew this till just this last week. He said, "You know what I did? I went home and I started to read my Bible, and it made sense."The veil was taken away. He didn't use those words. But he said, for the first time it made sense. He said, "I think I read the Bible all night." Okay, when you turn to the Lord,The veil's going to be taken away. It's marvelous.
当你转向耶稣基督的时候，那个帕子就会被移去。
Let's pray our time more than that. Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，谢谢你赐予我们圣经。
And we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ of whom it speaks.
谢谢你，耶稣基督，你说的这话。
And we thank you that we don't have to hide our faith.
谢谢你，我们不需要再隐藏我们的信心。
And we thank you so much for the blessings that flow when the veil is taken away.
我们如此的感谢你，当面纱揭去的时候，留下来滚滚而来的祝福。
So thank you for today. Bless us, we pray, each one. Many of our friends are away, Lord. Bless them too.
所以谢谢主，请祝福我们在座的所有人。我们还有很多的朋友在外面。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
也请祝福他们，感谢、赞美、奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Harold.
Uh-huh. Today, no.